Straighten that spine. Stand up straight.
Imperatives. Welcome, James from Invid. If I seem crazy,
I was giving orders, sir.
Okay. An imperative is a command. I mean, we have statements in English. We have questions. You know, you've done lessons on those. An imperative is usually a command. I'm going to give you a quick primer or a quick lesson on imperatives, nothing special. And then I want to do something a little different. I want to show you how to modify it. So let's look at imperatives. What is an imperative? As I said, it's a command. You tell somebody to do something. You do not ask. You just tell them and expect it to be done. Shut up. Sit down. Get out. That's it. Next, how do we make an imperative? Well, when I said shut up, sit down, get out, you notice the verb is in the infinitive form minus to. There is no to. I have to, got to, nothing, just the verb. Or you could say base form, right? No particle to. Next, an imperative, when given, it's in the second person. I know not everybody understands the second and third person, so I'll be quick, but hopefully easy. Make it easy for you. First person is I. I am the first person. You speak about yourself. The third person is when you talk about groups and others, right? They or them or us. The second person is a strange one. It's you. Well, sometimes you want to say someone like, you can do this, you can do that. That's the second person, because I'm speaking to someone directly, and that's you. You, the audience. You can be either singular or plural. When we talk about imperatives, we're talking about you. Sit down. You sit down. We just don't say it, right? So when somebody tells you to sit down, really they're saying, you sit down. They just don't say it. It's understood. And a command is direct. You cannot interpret, which means trying to translate or figure it out. You're just supposed to do it, right? Drive slower. Don't try to translate, just do it, right? Now, also, one other small thing. Usually, okay, imperatives are not given with modals. There's a small exception. It doesn't happen often, but sometimes we use be able to. But when we use be able to, it's very specific. There we go. Okay, your instructor or coach at the gym might say to you, right, you need to be able to do 100 push-ups tomorrow. Be able to. It's an order. It's not asking you. It's not, can you do them? It's like, be able to read this or recite this tomorrow. You must do it. It's an order. It's the only exception really with modals. Otherwise, we don't. And this is rarely used. But I know there are some of you out there will go, I heard, and I'm telling you. So, got you, all right? This is the rare exception. Otherwise, modals aren't used with imperatives. That's a quick imperative lesson. So, we use imperatives all the time. But if you use them, and I see students doing it regularly, you offend people because they're very strong. They can be rude. I know in many of your cultures, you have a language for politeness. In English, we don't necessarily, but we can modify the imperative to make it more polite. And I'm going to show you today a few ways to do that, all right? So let's go to the board. Private E, stand down, all right? Let's start off with please. Please and thank you. You hear this all the time. Please, 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 thank you, thank you. You know this is polite. Well, how do we use please with an imperative, right, to make it soft? Well, one of the first things I want to tell you is, when we use an imperative, like sit down is an order. It's not nice. Sit down, right? Behave. But if I say, please sit down, I'm offering it to you. I'm still telling you what to do, but I'm being polite. So when we really want to be polite, but still followed, right? You still want them to do it. You put please at the beginning of the sentence. Please sit down. Please introduce yourself. If you drop the please, listen to what I'm saying. Please sit down. Sit down. Please introduce yourself. Introduce yourself. I'm still saying you must do this, But what I'm actually doing is being polite by saying please first. Now, you might go, well, that's too nice, but I want to be a little stronger than that. And I'll say, I got you. I got it here for you, right? It's like a secret thing here. Boom, got it for you. Now, when we put please at the end of the statement, we're giving the order and then softening. What? Well, we're being strong and then we're being polite. So you might say something like, you need to sit down, please. What? I'm being very strong. You need to do this. Or sit down, please. Right? So it's not as polite, it's stronger. But you're still nice. Right? Have your tickets ready, please. Right? Strong. I'm telling you what to do, but I'm being polite. Okay? So you have a choice where you put the please. Generally, when we really want to be polite, we put the please first. Please have something to eat. Right? Please be a little quieter. Please be nice. When we want to be stronger, we say, stop doing that, please. Not so fast, please. I give you the order, then I soften it. Those are your first two. You like that? I got a little more for you. Now remember, let's go back. When I talked about this, an imperative, I said we speak in the second person, right? We were talking about you. But what happens if you want to include yourself in the imperative? Right? You might want to. You're joining someone. Well, we're going to put this one here. Let's. Let's really means let us. And that's the key. Us is the joining part, you and I. So we can use this when we want to do something together and we want to make a suggestion. Remember, the imperative is still there, but we're making more of a suggestion. Let's go to dinner. Let's travel to Mexico. Let's talk about it. Now, think about what I said. Let's means not just you. I'm not talking about just you. I'm talking about us together. Let's go to dinner. I think we should go to dinner. So the suggestion is more like a should statement, right? Remember I said you can't use modals? Well, in this way, we're kind of using modals because it's a suggestion. Hey, let's go to dinner at 7. We should go to dinner at 7. If you get rid of let's, go to dinner at 7. It's an order, son. But you're my friend, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Once again, together, we should talk. We should talk, right? Talk about it, now, order. Let's talk about it together. So in doing this, I want us to work together, you, the second person, and myself, all right? Together, and it's more of a should and a suggestion. So once again, we've softened it. We're not making it as hard. It's more polite, okay? Because I'm asking you to join me. Now, what about this one? Sometimes I'm going to say let's, and I don't mean me. I mean you. Okay? So it's another way of being polite. What do you mean? Okay. You're in the library. There are children talking, some teenagers, you know, talking, yay, playing video games. You're studying very, very hard. You're going to get up from your desk, walk over, and say, hey, guys, let's be a little quieter, okay? You're not talking about you. I'm directing it at you, understand? It has nothing to do with me. But I'm a civil and polite guy. So I'm saying together when I know I don't mean me, I mean you. Okay? How about you have a friend who's always late? You might say, hey, let's try and be on time today, huh? You know you're going to be there, but you know this guy is going to be late. So you're telling him, be on time. But you say, hey, let's be on time because I'm going to be there. You need to be there. This isn't a suggestion, by the way. This is a soft order, right? Or let's, you know, I don't like that. Let's put it what it is. It's a direction. We're directing it, right? It's directed at the other person, all right? So when we say it this way, I'm really directing it at you. But I'm not, it seems like I'm including myself. I'm not. I'm trying to be polite, but I'm talking to you, all right? So today we've taken something that you've heard many times, imperatives or orders and commands. And I'm sure sometimes you just do what you're told in grammar, use your imperative. Give me ticket. I hear that all the time. Give me report. Tell me this. And I say, roof, roof. They go, what? Do I look like your dog? Do I look like your bitch? No, I'm not. Be polite. And they go, what do you mean? I go, you could say please. And they scratch their head because they say, I want you to do this. And I say, yeah, I know you're using the imperative and you've been taught that. But there's ways of using the imperative that will get what you want, be more direct and actually clearer in speech. And I give them to you. So we're going to do a quick recap of the imperative and then a quick recap of the lesson. And then you will go to Ingvid and you will study, right? Okay, so let's go. Remember, imperatives are commands. So sometimes you want to be that, like sit down, be quiet, stop doing that. You're not trying to be nice. So don't lose it. It's something that's powerful when it's used correctly, okay? Next, an imperative is basically the base form of a verb or the infinitive without to. Don't add the to, the particle, okay? Next, remember, the imperative is given in the second person. It's always about the other person. That's not true because today we just learned something new, right? But generally put, it's you sit down, you be quiet, you do this, right? You say do it now, you mean you do it now, right? And usually we don't use it with modals, with the exception of be able to, which isn't used often, but somebody might say, be able to tell me the names of the five capitals of Toronto. Oh, sorry, that doesn't exist. But it's five, be able to tell me the five major cities of Europe tomorrow morning. That's an order. And they're using a form of a modal, but it's the rare exception. Okay? Now, what we learned today is to modify. So I'm going to give you a sentence and give you a second to fill it in. So let's try. If we wanted to be polite with somebody and I said, try the food, right? What could I say instead? Try the food. If I really want to be polite, yes. Please try the food. Please try the food. Very polite. What happens if I want to be a little stronger but still nice? I could say, try the food, please. Sit down, please. Right? In the movie theater, someone's standing up, you go, hey, sit down, please. You're strong, but polite. Okay? By the way, this is great for just really getting good at your English. It's not just learning this grammar lesson, but being able to use the language like a native speaker, because we do it unconsciously. And now you'll know what we really mean. Okay? Now, when you want to actually make that same imperative and include yourself in the statement, because it's not just second, you want the you and the other person, you use let's. Remember, that's let us, contracted. So let's go to dinner at 7 o'clock, right? I want us to go together. It's more like a should and a suggestion. And finally, when you really want to say something to someone strongly, yet in a polite fashion, okay, you could say, guys, let's be quiet, when you know you're not actually part of what you're talking about. And it's more than a suggestion. But you're a polite individual, and we know this. Why? Because you come to Ingvid, where you can get lessons from myself, as well as Valen, Adam, Alex, Rebecca, Ronnie, Jade. The list just goes on, people. Okay? It's not an order. It's not an imperative. But let's go together and, you know, take the quiz. See how you do. All right? Hope you had a fun time, and I look forward to working with you again. So go there now, please. See you.